Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which Yahweh Elohim of your fathers gives you to possess, all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their Elohim, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire. And you shall cut down the graven images of their Elohim, and destroy the names of them out of that place. You shall not do so to Yahweh your Elohim. But to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even to his habitation shall you seek, and there you shall come. And there you shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there you shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to, you and your households, wherein Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you. You shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For you are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. But when you go over Jordan and dwell in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you to inherit, and when he gives you rest from all your enemies round about so that you dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. There shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Yahweh. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim, you, and your sons, and your daughters, and your men servants, and your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which Yahweh shall choose in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Notwithstanding, you may kill and eat flesh in all your gates, whatsoever your soul lusts after, according to the blessing of Yahweh your Elohim which he's given you. The clean and the unclean may eat of it, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it upon the earth as water. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your corn, or of your wine, or of your oil, or the firstlings of your herds, or of your flock, nor any of your vows which you vow, nor your freewill offerings or heave offering of your hand. But you must eat them before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite that is within your gates, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim in all that you put your hands to. Take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live upon the earth. When Yahweh your Elohim shall enlarge your border, as he's promised you, and you shall say, I will eat flesh because your soul longs to eat flesh, you may eat flesh, whatsoever your soul lusts after. If the place which Yahweh your Elohim has chosen to put his name there be too far from you, then you shall kill of your herd and of your flock which Yahweh has given you, as I have commanded you, and you shall eat in your gates whatsoever your soul lusts after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so you shall eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that you eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and you may not eat the life with the flesh. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it out upon the earth as water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, when you shall do that which is right in the sight of Yahweh. Only your holy things which you have, and your vows you shall take, and go to the place which Yahweh shall choose. And you shall offer your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of Yahweh your Elohim. And the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the sight of Yahweh your Elohim. When Yahweh your Elohim shall cut off the nations from before you, where you are going to possess them, and you succeed them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before you, and that you inquire not after their Elohim, saying, how did these nations serve their Elohim? Even so will I do likewise. You shall not so do to Yahweh your Elohim, for every abomination to Yahweh which he hates have they done to their Elohim. For even their sons and their daughters they've burnt in the fire to their Elohim. What things soever I command you, observe to do it, you shall not add thereto nor diminish from it. End of chapter.